You probably thought there was only like 10 commandments, you know, but there's so many more. I don't know how much you know the Bible, you know, but what happened with the Bible was Moses was the man who got the commandments. He went to the mountaintop. God gave him these two tablets with all the commandments on them. He brought the tablets down to his hometown. He found the people there was like worshiping a cow or something like that. He was so mad, he threw down the tablets and broke them. Then later on, he tried to remember what they were. And Moses, he was like old man. He was like 90 years old. He was grumpy. He had a chip on his shoulder from this cow incident. All he could remember was like the negative ones. You know, don't do this, don't do that. Thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that. But a lot of the commandments were more like advice in that, you know. And for instance, the 11th commandment. Wait a half hour after eating before you go swimming. You probably thought this was just something your mother told you or something, you know. It was God. Another one, 12th. Whistle while you work. You probably thought this was from Disney, you know. Stole it from God. Another, 13th commandment. This is a great one. 13th commandment says, when you use Q-tips, just go around the outside of the ear. Don't go poking in the canal. Don't poke like that. You see, this was especially important in biblical times. You know, because in olden times, they didn't have nice Q-tips like we do today. What they used to do, they used to use like a quartz, rock. And they would put a sponge on the end, you know. And they go poking, they get the sponge into the ear. Then they go swimming, you know, and the sponge, you know, just... they can't hear nothing, you know. Another one. Don't look at your neighbor's wife through a telescope. That's one of them I have been breaking myself. I must admit it. But no more, you know. Might use binoculars. But it doesn't say nothing about binoculars, you know. That's the weasel there, you know. You could always weasel around these, you know, if you know what you're doing. There's another great article in here. It's going to be every month. It's about dream analysis.